USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. A South American Airlines flight flies through some perilous skies.
An airliner was heavily damaged in what was a terrifying flight for 43 passengers as they went straight through a powerful storm over Paraguay Wednesday night. By the time LATAM Flight 1325, an Airbus 320, made an emergency landing in the capital of Asunción, the plane was missing its nose cone, the windshield was dotted with pockmarks, and only one engine was working when inspected. Aviation officials in Paraguay are questioning why the plane flew through such violent weather after the pilot was notified of the inclement conditions before takeoff. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Bryan.
The death toll in South Korea is quickly rising from a Halloween crowd surge. At least 59 are dead and 150 injured as a crowd pushed forward on a narrow Seoul street during Halloween festivities. Here's the sound of police blocking off the area and giving orders to the crowds of people looking on as dead bodies covered in blue blankets lie everywhere in the littered street. Saturday morning, an update in a 5-year-old cold case involving the murder of two teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana. A suspect is now in custody, appearing in court Friday morning, faces charges relating to the deaths of 13-year-old Abby Williams and 14-year-old Libby German. Police over the last 5 years reportedly chasing leads in the case, but up until this point, no charges. Former FBI agent Brad Garrett tells us some new piece of evidence must have come to light.
How did this come to light? Almost 5 years after this crime was committed. Something broke in recent days, at least to the point that it gave them enough probable cause evidence to arrest this new person.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
There's help on the horizon for USA veterans in financial straits.
The Veterans Affairs Department has announced 3 grants to help veterans who are homeless or are at risk of losing their homes. The grants are for the federal budget year that starts October 1st, 2023. The Supportive Services for Veteran Families programs will be awarded to eligible organizations in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Here's your World Series update. Phillies manager Rob Thompson discusses their extra innings win in Game 1 versus the Astros. He said it was the Phillies' defense and Castellanos' key catch in the ninth inning.
Yeah, it was. I thought we played really well defensively. Bowman made a couple of really good plays, and Castellanos made a play. And it was all around. I thought we really played well, and again, played with poise and confidence and very relaxed.
The Phillies defeated the Astros 6-5 in Game 1. They tee it up at 8:03 Eastern in Houston. Maybe tonight there won't be an issue with the anthem like last night. Eric Burton gave it his best shot, but came up short.
Woods of Browns, here we hailed at the twilight's last streaming.
I don't recall streaming as any part of the song. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.